in his steps. John Cairo Minerva, In His Steps, Charles M. Sheldon. This volume is from the Christian Classic Collection published by BSB Publishing LLC. Copyright 2025 by BSB Publishing LLC. Charles M. Sheldon, Charles Monroe Sheldon, 1857 to 1946, was an American pastor, social reformer, and author whose simple question, "What would Jesus do?" sparked a movement that still echoes today. Born in Wellsville, New York, and educated at Brown University and Andover Theological Seminary, Sheldon dedicated his ministry to applying Christian ethics to everyday life. While serving as pastor of Central Congregational Church in Topeka, Kansas, he pioneered the idea of practical Christianity, delivering sermons that challenged believers to live out the gospel in their workplaces, communities, and personal choices. His most famous work, In His Steps, 1896, emerged from those sermons and became one of the best-selling Christian novels of all time. The story's central pledge, to act only as Jesus would, ignited the What Would Jesus Do? WWJD movement, inspiring countless acts of compassion and social justice. Sheldon also championed the social gospel, advocating for fair labor, racial equality, and moral reform. Humble, kind, and deeply sincere, Charles M. Sheldon believed Christianity should not only be preached, but practiced, transforming both hearts and society through love in action. Introduction. Charles M. Sheldon's In His Steps is the little novel that launched a big question. What would Jesus do? Set in the town of Raymond, it begins when Pastor Henry Maxwell asks his congregation to make a daring pledge. For 1 year before every decision, large or small, they will pause and ask that question, and do what conscience, scripture, and prayer require, whatever the cost. What follows is a chain reaction of costly grace. A newspaper editor risks profits for truth. A gifted singer trades fame for service. Business leaders rethink profit and justice. And pew sitters discover that discipleship reshapes weekdays as surely as Sundays. Sheldon writes with revival warmth and social conscience, showing that following Jesus is never mere sentiment. It reorders careers, comforts the poor, confronts hypocrisy, and turns ordinary lives into mission. Read this as an invitation, not just a story. Try the experiment for a week. Ask, wait, obey. By the final page, you'll see why this slender book endured, because it calls us gently and firmly to live the gospel out loud.